A string of deaths at a New Jersey County jail is putting a spotlight on what many see as a lack of proper medical care at correctional facilities across the state. More from WHYY's Carmen Russell Sluchansky.
John Patrick Finucane was diagnosed with schizophrenia and bipolar disorder as a teenager. During a severe bout in June, his family called emergency services hoping he would get help. However, last November, he was found dead in a cell at Hudson County Correctional Facility. He was one of seven to mysteriously die at the jail over the course of a 12-month span. Now his sister, Liz Olivares, wants answers.
He should have been in a hospital. Like, everyone knew that he was schizophrenic and bipolar. Like, it wasn't hidden. I don't even know why a jail would want someone who is already known to be schizophrenic or bipolar, unless there's a doctor on hand.
Andrew Smith, a Summit, New Jersey-based attorney who is representing the families of two others who died while incarcerated in Hudson County, says the incidents reflect a chronic statewide issue.
New Jersey has a serious issue with the medical care it provides in its correctional facilities.
The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office and State Attorney General said the cases are still under review. Carmen Russell-Sluchansky, WHYY News.